All I ask is, if we have to give these bastards our lives, we give them hell before we do!
The tragedy of our day is the climate of fear in which we live.
Talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing.
I'm going to ask the congressman to withdraw that comment and tell us that he really mean that.
I don't know what I said.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
The Bible commands that certain people be put to death.
Thieves were possessing weapons of mass destruction. 9/11 attacks were carried out by
Al Qaeda. You can't handle the truth.
I remember that which meant the most. We are still here.
We have to say yes to the Supreme.
No, it's a big club, and you ain't in it.
Yeah, are we close enough together? Should we scooch? 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 I just want a good reason to get in close with Clint.
If I throw up. It's not because I'm not homophobic.
How's the... It's not the gayness around here. It's the shellfish, I swear. Clint.
Yo.
You were at the dinner. So we're at the Libertarian Party of Maryland convention with alleged vice presidential candidate Clint Russell.
No, I think it's legitimately I am a candidate, I think. But that's for the delegates to decide. Maryland's actually pretty. Did you guys know this?
I live right next door. I had no idea.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean, it's got all the ocean and the fish and stuff.
It's a neat combo.
How's the fish treating you?
You know, I've been better.
You had the fish tacos last night?
No, I got the
seafood tacos.
Seafood nachos.
Because
I'm
nachos.
Out of my mind.
Yeah, it was basically a plate.
Very aggressive.
Full. It was like the size of a large pizza, but it's just chips with covered in fish, right?
Yeah. More or less.
Yeah.
Fish pizza.
Crabs and rocks and shit. I don't know. It was not the smartest thing, but you know, when you're in Maryland.
Here, hold that.
Oh, cool.
You can talk into that. We can get us all.
Oh, awesome.
It's an adorable
microphone you have. Hopefully
Thank
everything's
you.
Working fine. Check, check. Everything's working fine. All right.
That looks like Khabib Nurmagomedov.
It's really about how you use it, Dave. It's not the size.
It's got a nice curvature to it.
Thank you for bringing your gear so that I could steal it. And
all right, grill me, goddammit.
So, why weren't you at our thing here at lunch?
First question,
out the gate, if you want the grilling.
I was sleeping.
The hard questions.
Sleeping.
Where the fuck were you, you fucking diva, faggot?
I mean, what do you want me there for?
Emotional
because,
support?
Yeah, bro.
Would it have made you feel
they support? They were 100% against us, and we were hoping that there would at least be one bald motherfucker in the audience who would support what we had to say.
Well, I supported you from my hotel room. I apologize.
Yeah?
It took me a half an hour to get an Uber.
I'm sorry. What did you think of Amy Lepore's speech?
It was great.
Was it? What was your favorite part?
I like how she tied in, Christianity with libertarianism. I'm quoting what he said.
Oh, he gave it away.
Dave. I mean, good job. Smooth.
Bang up, Jeff.
This is the kid that in school didn't do the homework, but still came in and aced the test.
Right. Just came in and asked his friends, like, what you talk about?
Exactly. All
right. So, Dave, I'll let you start. Any questions that you want to grill? That you had one yesterday that you brought up.
Oh.
This is the official unofficial. If this doesn't go well, like, we're all tired and you're, like, hungover.
No, I'm super well rested,
full of
actually.
Crab and
no,
shit.
No, I feel great.
If this doesn't go well, we can do more on the actual show. This is kind of thrown together, and I don't have any notes, but I think that we can make do.
Okay.
But, Dave, you had a question that you wanted to ask last night.
Let's get right to it, since this is the hard-hitting news inside of the LP. You're running for vice president.
Yes.
You are an influencer in this party. And
I guess
this
movement, so.
Right?
Yeah.
So I would like to know if you are ready to put some weight on the influence and tell people who the best choice is so far, considering that Dave Smith, that dude Dave, is not in the race. And I know Toby
coward.
Is your friend, and he's obviously a coward.
Yeah.
Who is the best choice? Influence us. Who's the best choice for the president? Who would you want to run with the most?
Who would I want to run with the most? That's an interesting one.
And why? And hopefully you want to run with the guy who would do the most for the part and the movie.
You don't want to make the same mistake as Joe Jorgensen, but not, you know, putting your hat in the ring for somebody. Otherwise, you might end up with such catastrophes as a Spike Cohen.
The theme of the speech I'm about to give on stage in a few minutes is about telling the truth. So I'm going to tell the truth, even if it's unpopular. I have not seen anybody stand out and step up in a way that I think that they can fill that Dave Smith void. That's my honest opinion. So that is the primary
reason.
Sorry,
I already made that case on stage, and you weren't there to see it.
Well,
so feel free.
Okay, but I guess instead of, you know, teasing and being like, well, I think this guy's done that and this guy's done good and maybe this. No, I'm just going to say they need to be better. They have to actually shine in a way that will inspire me. If I feel inspired, I will endorse one of them. At this point, I am equally kind of like.
So what you're saying is, I should be the president because I could deliver a better job than all of these guys currently.
I didn't say that.
So what you're hoping for is that you get somebody who drags you into it, and then they die, and then you can just be the guy.
No.
And then you didn't have to do the legwork.
No, not at all. I very much don't want to run for president.
We need a reluctant champion.
In fairness, you are the only candidate that showed up to this.
That's
this
true.
Convention.
That's true. So apparently, I'm more committed than everybody else.
Michael Heiss calling again.
Fucking
in the
motherfucker
of the show.
It's like he knows.
Yeah.
Michael Heiss. He heard that I'm not endorsing anybody, and he's furious right now.
Yep.
That's my honest opinion. So the issue is that Dave created a literal black hole in his wake.
Yep.
He is such a special.
Like Ron Paul. He's like Ron Paul in that way. They have some things in common.
He is a special charismatic figure. He's incredibly inspirational. And it's going to be exceedingly challenging for anyone to surpass or even match him. And I think that's the main reason I haven't endorsed anybody yet, is because I'm still holding out hope that one of them finds a way to shine in that fashion, or someone else enters the race and crushes it in a way that's inspirational. I don't know. And I'm friends with all these guys that are running, and they're all going to be pissed at me for saying this, but I'm just telling the truth.
So in the inverse, who would you not want to? Is there anybody that you would not want to be?
Yeah, Jacob Hornberger, dude.
Okay. I don't think he'd go for it anyway.
He thinks I'm a fucking McCarthyist. I hate that
grill
guy.
Him the whole time. It'd be brutal.
He's out of his mind. I honestly think he's unwell, so that's my honest opinion.
Do you think it is? I mean, I don't want to dog on the guy any more than we already have. He bailed out of the debates because they used his name without like asking him or something, like to fundraise. He put out another 40-minute video about all the atrocities the LP is doing. What are your thoughts on that as the vice presidential nominee? Do you think that that's a good strategy for him, or do you think that, because I mean, he wasn't going to get in the top five anyway, probably. So I think there's some.
I don't think we need to like. Do we need to be commenting on Jacob Hornberger's strategies at this point? I don't think so. I honestly think it's probably a three-man race, and he ain't one of the three. So
you're saying Rick?
I think Rick.
Rick Josh Toad.
Let's go. That's how you know the state. The party's in a good state.
Not what I was saying. But you know, Toad is my buddy. And I wish him well.
I did tell Toad, and I announced it on stage, that I told Toad if he showed up to this convention, which is what? How far is this from him?
Pretty far. I think it's like a 7-8 hour drive.
Oh, well, I drove like 14 hours, so whatever.
Okay, well, then it's close as hell.
Yeah, so whatever. Don't be a bitch.
Toad's
but
a real bitch.
I did tell him that if he drove out here, I would not only endorse him from the stage, but our entire 90-minute panel thing that we did for the lunch hour that you entirely missed because you're a diva, if he showed up for that, I would have made it into a libertarian presidential debate for any candidate who showed up, which would have just been Toad, just us asking Toad questions for 90 minutes, and he still bitched out of that.
You know, he also had an opportunity that we were going to pay. We were going to donate enough to get him on the stage and pay for his flight to go debate RFK Jr. in California. And he told us, and I quote, "I'm not your fucking monkey." That's what he said to me.
Wow. That's how you know that he's a based-ass politician.
No, he's a piece of shit. And I despise
him. I will not play your games, motherfucker, even my friends.
I was like, you have an opportunity to go debate the son of Bobby Kennedy, the nephew of JFK, and you don't want this opportunity.
Oh, man.
Oh, I hate him. I hate him so much.
Yeah.
But I love him.
Well, he might have lost my endorsement in turning that down. I don't know. I'm torn on it. What do you think, Dave? That, is he better off for being so principled that he's like, fuck you, I will not be bought? Or like, it would have been a beautiful thing to have toed against JFK or RFK.
You got to listen to your homies / vice presidential candidates when they give you that kind of advice and offer to fund it. You kind of just...
He blew it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're supposed to grill this guy, and he's on this racist podcast called Tower Gang Podcast, where they drop N-words all the time and say all the most atrocious things. Do you have any concerns? Everybody said the same thing about Dave with his past with...
But see, I come with all of the downsides of Dave and very few of the upsides, so it's like... It's awesome. I'm on a racist, cancelable podcast, but I'm also not as charismatic as Dave. So this is
it's also not big enough, as big as Legion of Skanks, where it can't be canceled.
Right, exactly.
It's a lose-lose situation.
So it's a lose all the way around, but it's fun. So
here we go. What was your reason for running? Was it just because it's fun and nobody's saying the message and I want to get it out there?
I got into this movement, early on because of Ron Paul, but I actually got involved because of Dave Smith. So when he announced that he wasn't going to do it, I decided that we needed to have someone who could at least, deliver a portion of what he can. And I think that, my contacts in the podcast circuit, my competency on the microphone and my experience with it, I feel like I can deliver a vice presidential, nominee or candidate that can at least match some of that energy, and we need it desperately. So that's the main reason I did it. It's like, well, I don't want to do this, but I don't think anybody else can do it as well as I can, so I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah. So you want it to be the Spike Cohen to Mike Tremont's Joe Jorgensen? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Why not go for the top of the ticket?
I don't have time. I also don't want that.
Don't want the smoke.
Yeah. To be perfectly honest, I don't want to be a politician.
Yeah.
I really don't.
This really is the best avenue then. Because you can sign, like, people obviously kind of recruited you to do it.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So you answered a call rather than doing the Tremont style, which is, I'm the guy to lead everyone, right? Reluctant champion.
Yeah.
So I think it's a win-win. And he hasn't had to go to, I mean, unless he's invited. He doesn't have to go to all these things.
He doesn't have to show up in debate for no pay.
Yeah.
He gets to show up and speak for pay.
I've sit
in his hotel room for 90% of the day and then just pop in, take a paycheck, and go home.
I've gone to like 7 or 8 conventions already. I'm not going to compete with the guys who have done 40 plus, and God bless them. I think it's amazing that they're this committed to it. I don't really understand why they are, but I respect it, and I think that it's impressive in its own right. I have a lot that's going on in my life, and there's no way I'm going to spend every single weekend of my life going to conventions.
Yeah.
I'm being totally honest. Again, this is the whole message I'm sending. Somebody tried to get me to come
out to Texas last week, and I was like, now, even like 2 weeks in a row, and I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm doing 2 weeks in a row. This is why I spent so much of my time in the hotel, because I'm worn the F
out. He's talking himself out of blowing his brains out. He just has a revolver sitting on the hotel room table.
No.
But I am pretty worn out,
because I do 6 hours with Luke per week, but that's... way understates how much work actually goes into that, and then I do my own show, and then I do Terror Gang, and then I do guest spots, and then I do conventions on the weekend. I'm worn out. Yeah. And to actually run Top Ticket, I would have to quit basically all of that and dedicate the next 6 months of my life entirely to that mission, because otherwise I wouldn't be doing the job justice, and I do care about this movement, despite all of the levity I approach it with.
Yeah. Let me see your mic. Let me try something. Boom. Boom. Now we're all official. We just got a little poof. Anyway, so I don't think we really landed the plane on why, on whether or not you have concern about the spice, the stuff on the internet that you've said.
No,
or
I don't.
You're still going along with it. Even as your reputation gets, bigger and bigger, you're still going along with their childish nonsense.
Yeah, and, I don't care. I am independently wealthy, and these are my friends, and I enjoy what I'm doing, and it brings levity.
Hate blacks.
I actually love blacks, and it brings levity to my life in a very serious time. My job is to professionally stare into the void, and that is the 2 hours a week that I get to fucking just laugh into the void. So that's the main reason I do it. It is my mental health reprieve more than anything else.
Wow.
This is why people spend so much money for therapy, but you can get paid for that if you're good at it.
Exactly.
Way to go, bud.
Exactly. Thank you.
I feel like people go to therapy because of Terror Gang Podcast, and the fact that you see it as your therapy is alarming.
I mean, everybody in our chat definitely needs therapy, but...
Sure.
It's a fun community. They seem to be happy, and it seems to bring genuine joy to people.
It brings those retards joy, so who am I to stop them?
It really does, and it brings me joy. It's like literally 2 hours of laughter. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason I don't quit.
Yeah. So
and as to like whether the media is going to bring it up, I don't give a shit. Like, who cares?
Oh, fuck so the nice media. Out here. We're going to find out the delegate results, apparently, so if anybody really gives a shit.
Alex, how's it going?
Good. We're going to find out the delegate results and see who's coming to D.C.
Nice. As exciting as that sounds, I do want to talk to you about other things later, if you're interested.
I'm definitely down for that. I have to partake in the autism, so I'll be right back.
Everybody's a delegate, and everybody who's not an alternate,
that's right.
Coming with us.
Wrangle your autists. Don't let us keep you. But, we'll be back in soon for Clint's speech that we will watch.
No, don't watch it. I don't need it. I don't need the support.
Okay. If I heckled the entire speech?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay. Noted.
But, I mean, I'd rather you not.
Keep rolling. what do you got on this guy?
Clint?
Yeah,
what?
I mean, do you have any policy disagreements with me?
Typically when we... No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, what are the main things that you're running on? Let's see. You're not open border.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Abortion?
I think it ought to be left to the states, but I do think it's murder.
Okay.
So.
COVID. You were pro-COVID, right?
Pretty pro-lockdown.
I mean, you made a career out of being anti-lockdown.
that's my thing. I'm running on locking down the country again. I think that the libertarians are ready for that type of bold messaging, so that should be fun. My primary concern, I am sincerely convinced that we are on a fast pass to World War III, and neither of the parties are actually speaking about it with any level of sincerity or the severity that it deserves. So I think that that's the primary thing that I'm interested in doing on the campaign trail, if you will, is that I want to really emphasize how perilous these times are, how easily avoided all of this is, how financially destructive it will be if we don't listen to the Ron Pauls of the world and all of the Austrian economics guys. It's like we are headed towards loss of the U.S. dollar's reserve status, and with that hyperinflation, and with that World War III, and with that nuclear holocaust, and it's like all of that can be avoided, but we just have to snap out of it and not re-embrace the Ben Shapiro neoconservative kind of mentality. So I think that's really important. What else? I still think that we ought to be pushing for justice when it comes to Fauci and the lockdown regime. I also think that there's a massive amount of corruption that's within the Republican Party that the Republican voters need to be privy to. I think that that's like Tucker Carlson's alluding to it on a regular basis. His audience is enormous. I think they are ripe to hear that message, that in fact the Republican Party is not going to be their saving grace. What else? I mean...
Have you or a loved one been injured by some fuck nuggets, reckless driving, a tumble at your shitty job, or some other form of dumb shit outside of your control? Well, fear not, because today's episode is sponsored by a lawyer. Lone Star Injury Attorneys is an award-winning personal injury law firm that achieves maximum results for its injured clients. Max the Axe is not just a lawyer, but a hardcore Mises Caucus libertarian and also a big supporter of this show and all of our bullshit. Max is the best personal injury lawyer in Texas, but don't judge him by his occupation or location. Max is an avid defender of liberty and justice in whatever state you got fucked in. If you've been injured and your ass needs saving, go with the pros at Lone Star Injury Attorneys. Visit LoneStarInjuryAttorneys.com or Google Max the Axe. Consultations are free and you don't pay a single dime unless you win. Once again, go to LoneStarInjuryAttorneys.com and get your ass covered.
Well, so I have a question. Your buddy Tim Pool talks a lot about the importance of having kids, raising a family, pushing the movement forward. When are you going to stop whoring around, Clint?
I mean, in fairness, I'm not really whoring around.
That's not what I heard from all the Tower Gang guys individually.
Well, they talk because they're all married and sad, and I like, you know, I'm just not married and sad. So they that makes them think that I'm whoring around. I am not. I'm not doing that. But I am interested in settling down and having kids relatively soon.
When you find just the right libertarian grifter model that will procreate the right way for you? Is that what we're
going
with?
I'm looking for libertarian grifter model. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
Seemed out type. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think it's that time of my life, and that's actually the main reason that I'm running is because I feel like this is the last opportunity I'm going to have to really dedicate myself to selfish pursuits, even though I guess it could be perceived to not be a very selfish pursuit in trying to run for the vice presidency. But I intend to in the not too distant future.
Yeah.
And so, by the way, Tim hasn't settled down and had kids yet. He's got a living girlfriend.
That's why I brought him up. Yeah. Like all y'all conservative feds, as we all know. You talk a big game in the family department as you sit alone in your hotel room and don't come to my speech.
I don't really talk a big game in the family department. I think you're now projecting Tim Pool's narrative onto me.
Anchor reformed degenerates, bro. I'm just atoning.
Yeah.
Everybody else needs to do this stuff.
But how reformed are they?
Yeah, who knows? That's a good question.
What are you doing for 420?
I don't smoke weed.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I have a feeling that's why he's so productive, bro.
Or that well, I have a feeling why that's... No.
The primary reason I'm productive is because I sleep a lot.
Hmm. You want to sleep some more?
That sounds gay, dude.
You know,
pretty
I got
gay.
Engaged yesterday.
I know. Stunning.
I have not
stunning
been called
revelation.
Gay.
That's ungay. Yeah.
So many times on the internet.
Yeah.
Since I was like in junior high.
She
I
mean, said yes.
You're like, oh my god, fag. Oh, you're settling down. You found someone gay.
In my defense, I had never met her before, so. I didn't know that she existed, so yeah, I was like, your whole energy, super homosexual.
I'm an infiltrator. I'm an art fag, it's okay. I'm an infiltrator.
Look, you're too skilled at visual arts to be heterosexual.
Or libertarian.
He's got no sense of rhythm, though, so.
Okay, wow. Maybe that's it.
No, you can dance? All right, I take that back.
Dance, no. Drum, perhaps.
Okay.
I can keep a beat. No.
All right.
But I can throw down some moves.
See, this
too.
Is why I thought you were gay.
What are you talking about?
Because you can keep a beat.
I'm sorry I'm not as white as you and your fan base.
No, I'm not really. Anyways, moving on.
All right.
I'm really happy for you. So I'm glad you're settling down. So, and now you can stop being a hypocrite talking about how family formation is so important. Maybe you can produce some fucking offspring. Goddamn incel. Oh, okay.
It's my second marriage and two kids, but go on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Tell me more, Clint.
Wow.
Go off.
Oops.
No, go ahead. Yeah. Bruce died. Motherfucker.
You're a widow? Oh, Jesus.
I am so very sorry for what I've just done.
Did he die in the trade centers?
He died of brain cancer.
Oh, my God.
Because of the aftermath of 9/11? Unbelievable.
Back to you, Clint.
Yeah, no. I mean,
who are you dating right now?
I'm single man.
Nice.
Single man, but I am not dating around. I'm not trying to be that guy.
Mm-hmm. Gay.
Yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah. I mean, the shirt unbuttoned down, just enough chest hair, the shaved head, the real. Machismo.
Screams.
Stature.
Screams homosexuality.
Yeah.
Stop talking about all of
them. While coming to libertarian events, you know?
Just noticed you had your shirt unbuttoned.
I turn you on, Dave? Sorry. I don't know how to grill somebody that I don't have no... Like, I would have to, like, call your enemies and be like, what do you have on this guy? Because I don't care.
You can't grill
them. Like, I've seen all the shit that they say about you, and I know it's all bullshit.
You're gonna sound like a hater if you grill them, bro. That's not the tactic.
No. I want to be grilled.
He wants to be grilled.
But I would rather it come from people who are sincere as opposed to the people that just lie about me all the time. So that's why, you know.
Bro, like, who else is running for VP?
There's one gentleman in Florida. His name eludes me right now, but my understanding...
So what am I supposed to grill you on?
My understanding...
Like, there's some guy that nobody knows running against you. Great, you're the guy.
No, but the reality is that all of the people, not all, but a bunch of the people that lose in the presidential run, I think will drop down and run for VP.
Sure.
So compare me to them. Tell me why I'm Where do I need to match? Like, what?
Well, first, if Chase Oliver is the nominee, would you be his running mate?
Very good query.
Thank you, Dave. And also with you.
Thank you, dear Watson. a very good query. I don't think so.
Good answer. He said he was going to tell the truth, and so far, I have no...
I've told the truth this entire time. That's why I'm on Tower Gang, for God's sake.
Can you imagine how awkward that would be? Waving hands?
Yeah, because I worked on the Spike Cohen campaign while he was running with Joe Jorgensen. Yeah.
God. The kid transing alone is enough to just be like, I can't be seen with you, sir.
I've told people this in private, and I'll say it publicly. I think that if we're going to go that route of having someone who's more in alignment with the progressive agenda, I would rather it be RFK Jr. And in that ticket, I would consider doing it, because I think that having him get us 5 or 10% of the vote, while I go on all the largest shows and I say, this is where he's wrong, this is where he's totally misaligned with
could
the libertarian
movement.
Could
you do that, though? If you're like RFK's running mate, I mean, as the running mate to anybody, you're basically their cheerleader. Like, Spike Cohen was kind of cut off at the knees a little bit, because it is your job to push your nominee at
that
point.
I disagree. I think that's what makes our party special, actually, is that the delegates select both the president and the vice president. The president doesn't get to select the VP. So if that were the case, if RFK were to have had to have selected me, then I should show some allegiance to him and basically bite my tongue as he says a bunch of socialist shit. That's not going to be the case.
Yeah.
So that's why I would have preferred to see him. It looks like he's going the independent route, and I wish him well. But, you know, that's been my thesis, is if we're not going to get someone who carries on kind of the Rothbardian vein of libertarianism, I would rather it be RFK Jr., because then it's like, either go for the votes or go for the principle. Do not do this 1% hybrid shit that gets us nowhere.
Yeah.
So like the way to go. Logical.
Yeah.
RFK dipped his toe in the libertarian shark waters and then said, as a Kennedy, I'll take my chances with the federal government.
Yeah.
Where do you think that, I mean, great.
The LP's fucking vicious, dude.
That him and other feds are, you know, flirting around at our party, that's great and all, but where do you think we're at? Because it seems like we're a bit of a threat to where they have some interest, but we're also chasing them away. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Or where do you stand?
I mean, it depends on the person. I don't think we should be chasing everybody away, which is what it seems like we try to do oftentimes. But I think in terms of like telling RFK Jr. that he is not, positioned principally in a way that he could represent us on the presidential level, I think that's a totally reasonable thing to do and to say. And ironically, the one who was the most welcoming to him, Dave Smith, was also the one that ended that endeavor when he couldn't answer as to AIPAC's influence on our political system. So,
yes,
it was short run, and it ended, and I think it should have.
Yeah, he and Dave flirted a bit, but he dipped his toe in that water, and Dave was like, okay, let's give this guy a shot. And then everybody was like, fuck Dave, he's pro-RFK, and there's this secret Mises Caucus agenda to get RFK elected and everything. And it's like, but he was the one who also stood against RFK as soon as RFK started going the wrong direction. So it's like, what do you fucking people want?
These are our people, bro. But say, I mean, I know it's just all hypothetical, but obviously libertarians take it. Fact. As soon as that interview happened, hey, would you vote for Dave Smith as vice president with RFK? Hard no's from our people. So why the fuck wouldn't you want to make our biggest guy, like, boost him that much further?
Right.
To, like he said, hey, man, I can say what I want. I'm the vice president. Yeah. The delegates put me there. It's like, that's so short-sighted and sad, man. You wouldn't even take that.
Like, it reminds me of, like Amy Lepore made comparisons to Christianity and the Libertarian
Party. That was my favorite part of her speech.
Yeah, it was great. Bang. It was. What was your second favorite part?
Jesus.
Anyway, I come from my dad was a pastor. I come from a Christian background and everything, too. And I saw, I've talked on, the Christian art being similar to libertarian art, where it's like you're trying to push this fucking message and it's gay because you're trying to...
Yeah.
You're trying to force art. But, there's a lot of similarities and polarities. And, what were we just talking about? I had a point.
Christianity.
Before
Dave's
that.
Speech.
RFK and Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea of Dave running with RFK being a bad idea is kind of like, back in the day, there would be like a Christian band who played at Ozfest, and it's like, oh, you're demonic because you're playing at Ozfest. It's like, wouldn't you want them to go into the place where people disagree with them and preach the message that you want? Like, wouldn't you want Dave Smith to go into, like, to take RFK's platform and use it to elevate his message?
Yeah, bring God to the fallen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly why I, you know, a lot of people were saying, well, if RFK gets it, obviously you're gonna drop out. And I was like, I don't think so. I don't think so. Like, okay, so I drop out, and then it's fucking RFK and Chase Oliver going around the country saying that they represent the libertarians. And it's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, this is better.
That's the winning situation.
So that's the main reason I probably wouldn't drop out if that were the case.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, but yes, I would obviously prefer it be Dave and RFK than me.
Well, yeah.
You know, that'd be fun.
So ideal ticket currently, you and who?
Dave.
Of people running, ideal ticket currently. You and who?
I gotta say, just real quick, if he wants to like mull it over for a second, when he was describing his platform, what he would be for, it sounds like he's more with Rec on policy, but understands the value of mic control. So maybe a guy like Josh, like sure. I can understand the appeal of that too. And Toad is his homie, who's extremely based and knowledgeable. So I mean, that's a tough one.
Toad says a bunch of shit that's not libertarian. That's actually my main critique of him, is not even his demeanor or his tactics, which I find absolutely appalling but also appealing simultaneously, but he, you know, he's advocating on behalf of the death penalty yesterday. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? So, no.
I mean, is he really, though? Is
I any, don't know. Is any of it I have serious? No idea what he actually believes.
Because I'm just point. Like, yeah, go hardcore. But like, make him argue with you.
I didn't see it.
It was a guy who had done something really awful to a kid, and he was saying, you know, libertarians are now going to now wait for the libertarians to come out and say, boo-hoo. This is aggression if the state were to take his life. And it's like, that's not the fucking argument, and it has never been the argument. The act of aggression was already committed by the dude. Like, you have every right to bring unbelievable violence to this guy. If you understood the case, I don't want to say it on the show, but if you understood the case, you'd be like, yeah, bring violence to this guy. So it's not an aggression debate. He's just totally strawmanning the opposition, and he's arguing on behalf of giving the state the power to end life when we already know that innocent people have had their lives taken. It's just, so no, I don't want to fucking run with Toad because he's not taking it seriously. I don't know what his beliefs are. He's not actually representing libertarian values in a way that I find to be
this
accurate.
Is the breaking story.
This is good shit.
I'm just being honest.
I appreciate it.
Tell us more about why Toad should kill himself.
I don't want him to kill himself. I don't want him to kill himself. Don't say that.
It's your channel, bro.
I asked you why you think that.
I would like for a Toad to live forever.
Me too, I guess. I don't know. You got anything else? We don't have to drag this out. We can grab others.
No, he's got my endorsement until I see anybody else running for right.
It's like
well, that's a strong endorsement.
We've got Clint or Noda. I'm going Clint. So what's the conversation here?
I applaud your efforts. I think it's a great strategy to run for vice president. I think that if you can coast right into the national convention and go, I'm your dude, then everybody already fucking knows it. You don't have to do any of this stuff. It's awesome.
I'm fine with it, even if it means you not showing up for anybody else's speeches.
Our message will be amplified by somebody who put together in a short order a large following and enormous connections with people that will amplify this message. So, like I said in there, dude, what have you done for me lately, and what can you do for me?
Let me also add. I don't think that any other option for VP, and maybe no other option on the presidential side either, can get us on the shows that I can. So if the LP, if the delegates opt not to have me involved, I think it would be a huge mistake, regardless of any disagreements they may have with me on policy, which I hope is minimal. But if there is disagreements, I still think that I would give us by far the largest platforms, you know, outside of what Dave can provide. So that's my sales pitch to people. But, you know, at the end of the day, I will respect their decision, and I wish the party well regardless.
Okay. Well, let's clear the air of one more thing here. The most important question that everybody wants to know. For the record, Clint Russell, are you a racist? Are you an anti-Semite?
No.
All right.
Actually, I love Jewish people and black people.
Settle down. Don't go too far.
No, I do.
Here.
And I really do like making fun of everybody, too. So I'm not going to stop doing that.
Well, I think that's most people's biggest pushback against you, is that you're a racist and anti-Semite and a homophobe.
Well, that's laughable.
And the classics.
Yeah, that's laughable. If they honestly believe that, that's wild. I mean, if you watch Star Wars, I can understand coming away with that conclusion.
But it's wild that you would come to that conclusion.
If you actually hear me on Liberty Lockdown, I don't think you would ever come away feeling that I'm racist. So, or the show I do with Luke, like, it's just like my comedic side, I find racism and sexism and homophobia and all of the isms to be super, super fun and yeah. super entertaining yeah. and enjoyable. And but at the end of the day, there's no malice there.
Yeah. Chill, y'all.
I'm a little jealous, actually, comedy. That you can hop from environment to environment and feel comfortable and good in all of
yeah.
those things. And
comfortable that's cool. in all of yeah. these yeah. environments, and except for, like, the conventions where other people are speaking.
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable listening to the smots of the world pretend as if they have something valuable to say. This is why I don't go.
Be top tier.
Says the guy who is on a podcast called Terror Gang Podcast with Toad Which, yeah. and others.
They don't have anything valuable to say either. If they were giving speeches, you think I'd go watch? Get the fuck out of here.
That is fair.
I'm just kidding. I think you have something valuable to say. But you're really good behind the camera, though.
Stick to what you know, bro.
I meant that as a compliment, but it came off backhanded.
Thank you, Clint.
But you've been Thank very you. Aggressive towards me for the past hour, so I felt like you deserved
you
it.
You asked me to roast you, and I barely even asked you a hard question, other than why do you date whores?
Do I date whores?
What? I said, why? It was assumed. I'm not a dick, Clint. You're the dick.
I don't
Thank
date
you all
whores.
For watching I don't whatever this whores. Is. Clint, where can people find you in your professional campaign?
Yeah, there is no professional campaign. This is bootstraps, y'all. At Liberty Lockpod on X, Liberty Lockdown is the show. I also do the best political show, a.k.a. all one word, We Are Change on Rumble with Luke Radowski and Steph. And I also do Tower Gang, which you probably shouldn't watch if you're taking my political candidacy seriously.
Disregard. So we'll bleep that
that's
out.
That's what I do. Thank you for having me.
I like
me,
it.
Man.
Cheers, man.
I like what you're doing, best man. Keep up the great work. And Thanks. Good luck out there on the campaign trail against NOTA. And best of luck to you.
Against NOTA.
Hey, guys. Thanks for watching. Be sure to like and subscribe on your way out and help us change the world one uncomfortable conversation at a time. And if you like what you hear and you want to hear more, go join the Downers Club at patreon.com/thesystemsdown. For bonus episodes of the show every single week. Until next time, please continue to question everything, stand comfortable, and I'll talk to you then. Thanks.